I don't think I ever did this, Rav Salvech. You got used to learn the Ramah Hilchos Chanukah. I don't think I ever did. Okay. The Rambam wrote a Mishnah Torah. So the Mishnah Torah has all the dinim from the Gemara, from the Talmud Bavli, from the Yerushalmi, from the Mishnayos, and everything. So the introduction to the Mishnah Torah is the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Sefer HaMitzvos was written in Arabic, and the Mishnah Torah was written in Hebrew, but that's the Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah. In the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos is written in Arabic, and each mitzvah has a paragraph. And then at the beginning of the Rambam, he has the Minyan HaMitzvos B'Ktzora in Hebrew. He lists off. And then he says, these are the 613 mitzvahs that are min HaTorah, and then with the Rabbanah there are additional mitzvahs, but those are not included in the Minyan of Taryag. This is a disagreement that the Rambam has. Thank you very much. This is a machlokes the Rambam has with previous Rishonim. Some other Rishonim hold that the number of Taryag, 613, includes mitzvahs min the Rabbanah. So the Rambam says, how can that be? It says in the Gemara, Taryag mitzvah is namar lo l'moshe m'sinai. Moshe Rabbein Hasina was given Taryag, not the, over the generations that were given additional. So the Rambam, in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, lists off all the different sections. The 14th Svarim is called Yad HaChazakah. We call it, the nickname is Yad HaChazakah because it has Yud Dalet Svarim. The real name of the Rambam is Mishnah Torah. And the Rambam writes in the introduction why he gave it a name, Mishnah Torah. So he says, all you have to do is read the Tanakh and read my Sefer, and you know everything that there is to know. That's why it's called Mishnah Torah, huh?
The rabbi complains.
Yeah. So that's why, so the Rav Salvechik used to say the Klal Yisrael hasn't been too happy about that line in the Rambam. All you have to do is read the Tanakh, my Sefer, you know all there is to know. It's a little too much, so that's why instead of calling it, we usually don't call it Mishnah Torah. His name. We call it Yad HaChazakah, Yud Dalet, because they're 14 Svarim. Mada, Habas, Manim, and so on. Noshim, Kedusha. So they're 14 Svarim. So we call it by the nickname, Yad HaChazakah. We don't use that name, Mishnah Torah. So the Rambam writes in the beginning, again, the Sefer HaMitzvos was the first volume that was written in Arabic. And then he has the Minyan HaMitzvos, because each mitzvah only has a line and a half. Maximum three lines. And the Minyan HaMitzvos, because and then he has each Sefer, Mada, Ahavas, Manim. He lists off in the very beginning, on the first page, what are the 14 volumes, and in each volume, what are the sections, and he tells you, this section is going to have 25 mitzvahs, that section is going to have 5 mitzvahs, that section is going to have 18 mitzvahs. Then at the end of every Sefer, Mada, this Sefer is going to have so many mitzvahs, that Sefer is going to have so many mitzvahs. And then he says, that's the whole mitzvah of Talmud Torah. People don't realize, what is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So the Rambam says, the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah, what is mitzvah of Liman HaTorah? People think the Ikra of Liman HaTorah is to ask good kashas, or to give good terutzim or something, or to interpret, not to interpret. The Rambam says, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to know what are the 613 mitzvahs with all the details. That's why the whole setup, the whole framework of the Mishnah Torah is the Taryag mitzvahs. In the yeshivas, they don't realize that. The whole framework of the Rambam is the Taryag Mitzvah Sater. So the Rambam starts off very interesting. He puts together Hilchas Megillah in Chanukah. Why does he put it together? Because they're both Midirabbanan. He says he starts off Hilchas Megillah b'Chanukah Yesh b'chlol. At the beginning of every section, he tells you how many mitzvahs there are in this section. Like Hilchas Chametz HaMatzah over here. So he tells you how many mitzvahs there are. Yeah. He tells you what they are and he gives you the list. Here. There are 8 mitzvahs, 3 mitzvahs seseh, 5 mitzvahs lo seseh, and he lists off 1 to 8. Beginning of Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah. Every section is like that. And then he says, when you go through the whole sefer, you will know all of the Taryag mitzvahs and all the details that there is in the Talmud Bavli, in the Talmud Yerushalmi. So here at the beginning of Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, he says, there are 2 mitzvahs here. One is Megillah, one is Chanukah. The Einan Min HaMinyan. It's not part of the Taryag because they're both Min Derabbanan. It's interesting. There are only 2 mitzvahs. One is Chanukah and one is Purim. I would have said that on Purim there's a mitzvah reading the Megillah, then there's a mitzvah Shalach Manas, Matanas Lavyanim, and Sudas Purim, and to say Al HaNisim and the davening. No. I would have said there are 5 mitzvahs. And I would have said over here by Chanukah there are 3 mitzvahs. Halal, Hoidoya, to say Al Anisim, and to light Chanukah Licht. No? I don't know. The Rambam counts everything over here. He counts that's one mitzvah to observe Chanukah, one mitzvah to observe Purim, but it doesn't count anyway in the Minyan mitzvahs. It's strange why you only count Chanukah as one mitzvah and Purim as another mitzvah. But that's how, and he puts Hilchas Chanukah together with Hilchas Purim. Why are they together? Because Megillah says in Tanakh. Chanukah doesn't say in Tanakh. So that was the precedent. The Chachamim and the Megillah was before the Nes Purim occurred, before the Binyan Bayis Sheni. And the Nes of Chanukah was 200 years before the Churban HaBayis, a few hundred years after the Nes Purim. So the precedent the Chachamim saw that they had the right to make additional Yomim Tovim was from Purim. Purim state in Tanakh. So Chanukah was a few hundred years later, so they knew from the days of Purim that they have a right to make such a Yontav. So they made the Yontav of Chanukah as well. And at the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, he keeps on writing, everything on Chanukah is the same as Purim. He says, you say a bracha on Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, just like you say the bracha on Purim. Means, even though that's Medirabbanon, how can you say Kedishanu v'mitzoyse v'tzivanu? The Gemara has the same sugi in two Mesichtas. In Mesichta Shabbos, in Bama Madlik, and the Mishnah talks about Hadlokas Neres Shabbos. And then the sugi of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah is a takeoff on the sugi of Hadlokas Neres Shabbos. What about all the psilus ushmanim, the oils and the wicks that you're allowed to use for Neres Shabbos? Are you allowed to use all of those for Neres Chanukah or no? Maybe there's a difference. So that's how the whole sugi of Chanukah begins. So the Gemara says there a chiddush that Hadlokas Neres Chanukah is only midirabbanon, and nonetheless you say Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvayso b'tzivanu. What do you mean the Rabbanu Shlomo didn't command me to do it? It's only a mitzvah midirabbanon. How can you say Kedushanu b'mitzvayso? So the Gemara says nishgeferlach. We do say Kedushanu b'mitzvayso b'tzivanu even on a mitzvah rabbanon. The exact same discussion appears in Maseches Megillah. When you read the Megillah, it's also midirabbanon and say Kedushanu b'mitzvayso b'tzivanu. So that's what the Rambam says. And you say a bracha on Neres Chanukah just like you say a bracha on Mikra Megillah. And he says, whoever is mechuyev in Mikra Megillah, means even though it says man grama, and women should have been part of Hamadlokas Neres Chanukah, so the Gemara says, women are mechuyev because afen ha'bios hanes, and the same explanation is given by Chanukah as is given by Purim. So that's where the Rama puts them both together, Chanukah and Purim, the precedent that they had a right to establish a yontif midirabbanon, it's not a violation of Baal Tosef, was from Purim. Purim is in Tanakh. And the dinim are along the same lines. Some of the dinim are along the same lines. So the Rambam starts off by giving you the whole history. Perikim, the first two prokim are Hilchas Megillah. And then the next two prokim, Gimel and Dalet, are Hilchas Chanukah. So he starts giving you the whole history, historical background. During the period of the Bayis Sheni, the Malchi Yovan made Gzeiros against the Jewish people. They were taking their money and they were starting up with the women, and they didn't allow them to fulfill the mitzvahs, and they destroyed parts of the Beis Hamikdash. All sources in Mishnayos and in Gemaras and in Midrashim, there are sources for everything. I remember the Rav pointed out, how come only over here the Rambam gives you the historical background? Why doesn't he give you the historical background in the beginning of Hilchas Purim? He starts right away, Kriyas HaMegillah B'Zmanah Mitzvah Sesei. Because written in Tanakh. Right, so that's what he said. The Rambam wrote the introduction to the Mishnah Torah. All you have to do is read the Tanakh and read myself. You know there's everything. You know everything there is to know. So the background, the historical background of Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot is in Chumash. The historical background of Purim is in the Tanakh, so that you read the Tanakh already. That's supposed to be the prerequisite. You got to read the Tanakh, then read the Mishnah Torah. But if you read the Tanakh, it doesn't say anything about Chanukah, so the Rambam has to give you the historical background. So he gives you the whole background. And then he says, they gave the Jewish people a hard time. And then the Rabbanu Shalom was kind to the Jewish people, and they rebelled against the Goyim. And he says, this was a little, Gemara said, this was a little more than 200 years before the Churban HaBayis. The Nes Chanukah was 210 years, I think, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says in the first parak. It's a little over 200 years. So the Rambam writes a Loshon V'hemidu, when the Jewish people were successful in kicking out the Avdi Avodah Zarah from the Beis HaMikdosh, they fixed up the Beis HaMikdosh. And then he says also, we're celebrating V'heminu Melech Min HaKohanim V'chazer Malchus L'Yisrael Yeser Al Masayim Shonim Ad Churban HaBayis HaSheni. On Chanukah, we celebrate not only that we fixed up the Beis HaMikdash, we celebrate the fact that the Jewish people got back the Malchus Yisrael. We had an independent Jewish government. Until then, from the Binyan Bayis Sheni till the days of the Chashmonaim, there was no Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. The whole country was run by the Goyish government. So the Rambam says that's part of the celebration. How does he know that we are celebrating with Chazam Achlis Yisrael, Yisrael Ma'asayim Shana? How does he know that that's cause for celebration? Where does it say that in the Gemara? The Gemara quotes the Lashon from the Megillah Stein. My Hanukkah, the famous price, is from Megillah Stein.
35 Minor Yom Tov.
Right.
Which Hanukkah was part of that?
Yeah. But it doesn't really say that we are celebrating the fact that we established a Jewish government. Like in 1948, they established a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael, so they established a Yom Ha'atzma'ut. How do you know that there's an Inyan? How did the Rambam know that there's an Inyan to celebrate over the fact that you established a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael? So I saw Rav Hutna has a comment on this in his collection of drushes, and the Pachad Yitzchak on Chanukah has a very nice sefer. And Chanukah, I think, is the best sefer. More the Pachad Yitzchak. I like it better than the others. Maybe it's my taste. So he says the Rambam got it from the Loshon of the Brice and Megillah Steinis that the Gemara quotes, because the Gemara's Loshon is Ukeshegovro Malchus Chashmanoim. The Gemara doesn't say Ukeshegovro HaChashmanoim. The Loshon of the Gemara is Ukeshegovro Malchus Chashmanoim Kvom Asom Yamim Tov Mahal V'Hoidoi. So he says that's where the Rambam got that Loshon. Malchus Chashmanoim means that we are celebrating also not only the fact that the Beis HaMikdash was rededicated, we're celebrating the fact that we established an independent Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, what's so significant about that? That's one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. The Rambam quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Chof Amud Beis. The Rambam starts off Hilchos Melachim like that. Gimel mitzvahs, nitztav Yisrael b'chnisasam l'aretz. The Jewish people have an obligation to fulfill three mitzvahs when they enter Eretz Yisrael, and they're supposed to fulfill the mitzvahs in a specific order. And the specific order is, number one, l'hamid l'hamelach, to establish a Jewish government over all of Eretz Yisrael. Number two, l'achriz arish al ha-malek. And number three, l'ivtens l'hem beis ha-bchira. So the beginning of the Bai Sheni, the first 200 years or 300 years, that's how long did Bai Sheni last? According to the Gemara's tradition, it only lasted 420 years. Bai Rishon says in Tanakh lasted 410 years. According to the Gemara's tradition, lasted 420 years. In the Goyisha history books, according to them, the Bai Sheni was 150 years longer, 165 years longer than what it says in the Gemara. So that's a question: whether do we follow the Goyisha history books, or do we follow the Gemara's tradition? We follow the Gemara when the Gemara tells you the dinim. The Gemara telling you history. So the Gemara, the Tanoim, are not necessarily biggest experts on the world history. So that's a shaila. You look in Tanakh. So the Tanakh says there was this king, the other king, the other thing, the other king. All those kings, it has to be like the Goyisha history books. It has to be another 165 years. So the Gemara says, no, these are five names for the same king. In the Goyisha history books, these are five different kings. And each one lived after the other one, after the other one. So that's a shot that we follow the Gemara or not. So in the beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara talks a lot about history. So the Balamor has a comment on that Gemara. We all know that the Gemara has inaccurate statements about the kings. So the Gemara says there are five names for the same king. I mean, from the Goyisha history books, that these were five different kings, and the Bai Sheni was much longer than what the Gemara thought it was. And the Ravid, who used to learn Mechavrusa with the Balamor, has Hasogas on the Balamor all the time, and the Balamor has Hasogas on the Ravid. The Ravid wrote a Sefer in Hilchas Nido, in Taras HaMishpacha, that's called Bali HaNefesh. So the Balamor, Ben Ezrachi, has Hasogas on the Ravid Sefer, and the Ravid has Hasogas on the whole Balamor Sefer. They learn Pechavrusa, so each one has Hasogas on the other. The Ravid has Hasogas on the Balamor. Usually he doesn't like what he says, and when he likes what he says, Gonavumi Iti, he stole it from me. I said it, and he printed it in his own name. He wrote it in his own name. So funny. He has Hasogas on everything. So the Ravid has Hasogas on this also. The Balamor writes, we all know that the Gemara is wrong and the history books are right. So the Ravid says, Apikeres. What do you mean the Gemara is wrong? The history books are wrong. The Goyish history books are wrong. This was a machlokes 90 years ago, 80 years ago, there was such a machlokes also. Some of the Gedolim in Europe wrote, I remember in the Reisha Rav Sefer, he says, it's a Dovi Yaduam Mefursim that the Gemara's history is wrong. We know from the Goyish history books that the Bai Sheni was 165 years longer when the Gemara says. And the Chazon Ish thinks that the Goyish history books are wrong. We should follow what it says in the Gemara. It's a shayla whom to follow. But I'll call upon him, this they all agree. This they all agree. The Gemara says, Lahamid Lahamelech, that's the first mitzvah that he's supposed to fulfill. So the Rambam writes, V'chazra Malchus L'Yisrael, the fact that there was an independent Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael, that has significance. That's a Kiyama mitzvah. Everybody agrees to that.
Even though it's Kahana, which we're not getting halakha. Oh,
so that's a Chiddush in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, V'hamid Melech Min HaKohanim, That's a Rein Gerechent in the Maila. That's what we're celebrating, that's something good. So that's what the Rav pointed out. The Ramban HaChumash does not agree. Ramban writes on Chumash, Lo Yosef Shevet Mi Yehuda. Yankev Avinu, before he died, gave brachas to each one of the Shvatim. So he said, the government, the Malchus, should be from Shevet Yehuda. Malchus Beis David was from Shevet Yehuda. And it shouldn't go to anybody else. So the Ramban writes on Chumash, the din really should be, the Malchus should be from Shevet Yehuda. Well, once in a while, you have no brera, you have to appoint the king, not from Shevet Yehuda, but from the Kohanim, that for sure you're not allowed to do. And he gives a mocker from Yerushalmi. We don't want that the government should be under the control of the religion, or the religion should be under the control of the government, however you'll put it. The Kohanim is supposed to be running the religion, and the government is, the Melech is supposed to be running the government. So you don't want that the government should control, like today, the government controls the Rabbanut. So they don't have the ability to do whatever they want and to say whatever they want. So the Ramban writes on Chumash that the Chashmonaim v'Kedoshe Chaside Elyon. That's the lashon that he writes. The Chashmonaim v'Chaside Elyon. And why did the whole government collapse? They were Moshe Nefesh and everything because they violated Tzavuas Hazokin. Yankov Avinu, the Zaydit Tzavuas Hazokin. He left the Tzavu Yosef Shevet Yehuda. L'chatchila should be Shevet Yehuda, but even if it's not Shevet Yehuda, for sure it shouldn't be Kohanim, and they were Hamidu Melech Min HaKohanim, that was wrong. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, you see that the Rambam does not agree with that. The Rambam agrees, that's a Yerushalmi what it calls, the Rambam agrees that you shouldn't have Kohanim running the government, but over here the Rambam thought that Tusas were Maila, because the government was run by Kohanim, from a Kohanim, so they introduced Mosh Miris HaMitzvus all over Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam has this arangerechent in what we're celebrating. We celebrate the fact of Chazam Alchus Yisrael, that there was an independent Jewish government at that time. And the whole Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Halacha says, he's supposed to fulfill the three mitzvahs in a specific order. First, Lahamid Lahamelech, then Lahachri Zarashalamok, then the Livnes Lem Beis HaBchira. So how did they build the Bayi Sheni? From day number one, how did they build? There was no Lahamid Lahamelech. So it was a Hirasha. That's how you have to say. Was a Hirosha. The Nevi'im came. Chagas Chaimalach had told him that Rabbanu Shalom wants you to build a Beis HaMikdash. That was a Hirosha. The din is that you cannot build a Beis HaMikdash without specific authorization from a Novi. That was Rab Tzvi Hirsch Kalosha, was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiveger in the middle 1800s. So he had this cholim that we should put up money, the wealthy Jews should put up money, we should build the Beis HaMikdash and bring karbonis and shrine. You don't have to wait till Moshiach comes, you should build the Beis HaMikdash, we should figure out. He didn't know that there was a mosque over there, there's nothing to discuss, they won't let you build the Beis HaMikdash, but he had such a cholim, we should go build the Beis HaMikdash. So the there's a Tshuva Sefer Binyan Tzion by Rav Yankov Ettlinger. He was a Rav in Germany, prominent rabbi in Germany. He wrote the Orach Laner on the Gemara. So the first two tshuvas are to Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalosha. That's why he calls the Sefer Binyan Tzion, about rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Because the first two tshuvas, the common practice then was that when you publish others' tshuvas, they didn't put them in order. They sometimes put the tshuvas in the order that they were written. And sometimes not even in the order that they were written. Sometimes in the order, whatever tshuva they thought was most important, they put first. Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger is not even in that order. They're not in Rabbi Kiveger's tshuva is not in the order that they were written, and not in descending order of importance either. The first tshuva in Rabbi Kiveger is I don't know why he printed it. They forgot to say Yalav Yavoy and benching on Yontif, so the shot is, well, you have to bench over. Because the woman remembers that her father was a very religious man, and they once forgot Yalav Yavoy, and the father said, you don't have to bench over. So Rabbi Kiveger says, you must have forgotten. The Gemara says, you have to bench over. Yours truly, Rabbi Kiveger. What kind of a tshuva is that? What kind of a tshuva is that? How do you pin such... I don't know. It's not a descending order of importance. And it's not in the order that he wrote the tshuva. So the Binyan Tzion also. We don't know what order they wrote. Now when people print Shabbos and tshuvas, Rabbi Moshe and anybody else print it, print in the order of Shulchan Aruch. The Minchas Yitzchak doesn't. His earlier volumes are not in the order of the Shulchan Aruch, not in the order that he wrote them either. I don't know what order they had. So the first two tshuvas in the Binyan Tzion after Rab Tzvi Hirsch Kalosha, and he says you can't build a Beis HaMikdash. The Halacha says you have to have authorization from a Navi. He quotes the Sifrei on the pasuk L'shich Nesidushu Uvas Hashama Drosh Al Pi Navi. You can't build a Beis HaMikdash with that. And he says, you'll tell me that that's what it says in the Sifrei, but the Gemara never says that. So he says, and the Gemara says it also. The Gemara says the Rabbanu Shalom is angry at Klal Yisrael So they had permission to come back to Eretz Yisrael at the beginning of the period of the Bais Sheni. Hardly anybody showed up. So the Baruch Shalom is angry, so he decided he's not going to send any Nevi'im. No more Nevi'im. But three Nevi'im he had to send, because without Nevi'im they couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara said Beferish like that. Gimel Nevi'im Olei Ma'ami Bavel, only three, no more. And the three Nevi'im had to say about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So you always need a Novi to authorize the building of a Beis HaMikdash. But at the beginning of the Bais Sheni period, the whole thing was purely Hayra Shah. The Bais Rishon also they needed a Novi, but that wasn't Hayra Shah, that was normal. They had Laham Lahamelach, they had Lahachazar Shalom Malach, and then they had Livnas Lam Beis HaBchir. Bais Sheni was in Gansan Hayra Shah, but the Nevi'im told them build a Beis HaMikdash. When the Hamidah Melach Min HaKohanim, so the Baal HaTanya has a Loshen in his Likutei Torah, in his Drushes. So he writes, when they established the government, said this enhanced the Hashivas of the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash is really supposed to be built under the auspices of a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. And when it was built in the beginning of the Bais Sheni, there was no Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. So when they established the Malchus of the Kohanim, when the Hashmonaim established a Jewish government, this enhanced the Hashivas of the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Beis HaMikdash was under the auspices of a government. Even though it wasn't built under the auspices of a government. All you need is for the first time. But you see from the Gemara Natsa, you see. Will we need a Navi for the third Beis HaMikdash? See, the Ram. See, the Rambam holds that the Makam HaMikdash was Kitcha Lasi Lava. When Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha was Lasi Lava. Nonetheless, when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, the Mashmos of the simple Mashmos of the Gemara was that they didn't need the three Nevi'im. Baruch Shalom didn't want to send any Nevi'im except for these three. He needed a Nevi'im to authorize the building of the second Beis HaMikdash.
That's
Rabbi Yankev Etlinger said that there was nothing to discuss. He said you have to have authorization of a Navi, and many Gedolim agreed with them that you have to have authorization of a Navi. You can't just build a Beis HaMikdash on your own. Even though you can figure out archaeologically where everything is supposed to be, you have to have it authorized by a Navi. That was his timing. So that's why I say the Rambam holds that when the Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, it was Kitcha Lasi Lava. Eretz Yisrael was like Kitcha Lasi Lava. The Ravid says the second Beis HaMikdash was also not Kitcha Lasi Lava. The Ravid holds that the Makam HaMikdash today doesn't have any Kedusha. And if a person goes there, you're not chayv kares. If Tommy goes into the Beis HaMikdash, you're chayv kares. So the Ravid says, if a Tommy goes today, there's no kares, because it's like kitcha lasu lavai. So you're going to need a Navi to build the third Beis HaMikdash also. According to the Rambam, the first Beis HaMikdash was kitcha lasu lavai. And they still needed the Nevi'im of Chagas Chaim Malachi to authorize the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. Rashi and Tosis quote a medrash like that, that the third Beis HaMikdash will come down. Okay, if it'll come down from heaven, there's nothing to discuss. But we're not allowed to build it on our own.
The Ravid basically says that, look, there was a shul up there in the 3rd century. How could there have been a shul?
The practice was they used to daven on the Mokam HaMikdash, not by the Kozel HaRavi. In the days of the Rishonim, they used to daven on the Mokam HaMikdash, right?
The Rambam went there, everybody went there, so how come?
It's a question. The Rambam says, he davened somewhere. The question is, where did he daven? We don't know where the shul was. Was it a shul on the Makam HaMikdash, near the Makam HaMikdash? We don't know exactly.
Where were they at the time when he did that?
Nearby?
In the
3rd
century.
In the days of the Ravid, they had a shul there. They davened there. The Miri in Shavuos quotes that during their time, the Ravid, the Miri, that Kufa, days of the Rishonim, they had a shul there. The Jews davened there. They assumed that it was like Kitcha Lasi Lava, against the Rambam. Anyway, so that's why the Rambam gives you the historical background, because the Rambam is assuming everybody knows Tanakh, and anything that's not in Tanakh, he has to fill it. Gives you the background, and he considers Hamidah Melech the establishment of the Jewish government is part of what we're celebrating. And Hamid HaMelech Min HaKohanim is also a Maila, apparently. Not like the Ramban, that this was the mistake of the Chashmonaim who were Chassidi Elyon. Otherwise they did wonderful things, no? Except for the fact that the Kohanim were running the government, the Ramban holds, no, that was a Maila. That's Eingerechent in the Mailas, that because the Melech was Min HaKohanim, so there's more Yiddishkeit. The Kohanim were more religious. So then the Rambam says they had this big battle, and he says they won the war on Chof Hei Kislev. Then he came into the Beis HaMikdash and they lit the menorah. So if they won the war on Chof Hei Kislev, when do you light the menorah? Balayla, you light the menorah. So if they won the war on Chof Hei Kislev, when? They won, years ago they only fought in the daytime. They didn't fight at night. Now, in recent years, they fight wars at night because they have radar. But years ago, how can you fight a war at night? So they fought in the daytime. So the Rambam says that they won the war on Chof Hei. So they only lit the menorah on Chof Vav, Leil Chof Vav. So why do we light the menorah on Leil Chof Hei if they won the war on Chof Hei? So other Rishonim say, no, they won the war on Chof Dalet. They won the war on Chof Dalet and they had control. They seized control of everything. And they lit the menorah. The first time they lit the menorah was Leil Chof Hei. So we understand why we light the menorah. Leil Chof Hei, that's what they did. But they ask the Kasha, the Achrenim ask, according to the Rambam, that they won the war on Chof Hei. So what are you lighting the menorah? The first Hadlokas HaMenorah in the Beis HaMikdash was Leil Chof Vav then. So why do we light on Chof Hei? Oh, so that's what the Or Gadol, the Minska Gadol, has on Mishnayis, a long Arichas, a long essay. So he says, the Rambam is Lishitoso. The Rambam has an opinion that you lit the menorah twice every day. You lit by Laila and you lit by Yom. You light twice. And the Rashba has a long tshuva where he disagrees with the Ram. Where did he get that from? It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara. The Gemara says you only light by Laila. Where the Ram gets this from? You light by Yom or by Laila. So that's what the Or Chodesh says, that the Ramam is going here to Shitasa. They won the war in Chof Hei, and then they walked into the Beis HaMikdash and they lit the menorah on Yom Chof Hei. So since they did a Hadlok on Chof Hei, he said, we also do a Hadlok on Chof Hei. So why don't, wait a minute, so according to the Rambam that you light by Yom HaBalayla, so why don't we also light by Yom HaBalayla? So the answer is because the Rambam says later that in Halacha Gimel that the purpose of the Hadlok is Laharis HaLagalas HaSanes. You want to have Pisumi Nisa. So the Gemara says you're going to light in the daytime, Shraga B'tihara Mayahani, no one's going to see it. The daytime it's light anyway. Yes. Some do in shul. Some people, the Magen Avraham quotes, I don't know, years ago, I don't remember. When I was growing up, I don't remember any shul where they lived in the daytime. And now it became very popular. Right. So the Magen Avraham quotes that there is such a minig, there's such a minig exists. That's based on the Rambam's opinion, that in the Beis HaMikdash they lit twice. They lit by Laila and they lit by Yom. The Hadlok and Shul, no one's really Yotze with. So that's only Zeich HaMikdash. So according to the Rambam, you make a Zeich HaMikdash, you do a Hadlok by Yom and a Hadlok by Laila. The Hadlok, though, that we're Yotze with is the Hadlok by Bayis, that's Laharis HaLegalis HaSaneh. So if you light by Yom, there is no Pirsumi Nisa. Because Shraga B'tihar HaMeyahani, no one's going to see it. So that's what the Or Gadol writes, that they won, according to the Rambam, they won the war on Chof Hei, and they lit the menorah, according to the Rambam, the Shitas, they lit the menorah on Yom Chof Hei. But we don't have a mitzvah to light the menorah on Bayom. We don't have a mitzvah to light Bayom because there's not going to be any Pesumi Nisa. So we light Beleil Chof Hei, but according to the Rambam, then the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't light Leil Chof Hei. They won the war on Yom Chof Hei. Rav Soloveitchik thought that this answer of the Or Gadol was not correct. He said the Rambam is right. He said the Rambam never said that the two parts to the mitzvah of Hadlokah HaMenorah, to do the Hadlokah Bayom, to do Hadlokah Balayla. No. He said the mitzvah is only to do Hadlokah Balayla. But when it comes in the morning, after all the candles burned out, probably, everything probably burned out, except the Ner Maravi was a mitzvah that one of the seven candles should burn all day and all night, 24 hours a day. So the other candles burnt out. So in the morning, there's a mitzvah of Hatovas HaMenorah, to clean out, take out the oil and the wicks that were burnt last night, and to fill up the cups again with oil and with wicks. So the Rambam's opinion is that when you do Hatovah, to prepare it, then you're supposed to be Madlika there. That's part of the Hatovah. But if you didn't light the night before, then there is no Hatovah. So there isn't going to be any Hadlaka Bayom. That's Rav Soloveitchik tainted against the teretz of the Mitzvah Gadol, the Ur Gadol. He said, what do you mean they won the war by Yom on Chafei, and then they went into the Beis HaMikdash and they lit a menorah? There is no such thing. The only time you light a menorah by Yom is if you lit the menorah last night, and all the neiris got used up, the oil and the wicks got used up, and then you have to do Hatovah in the morning. Hatovah Samnar means to clean it out and to prepare it for the next Hadlakah. So the Ram holds, when you do the Hatovah, the Gemara Hatovah is to do a Hadlakah, but it's not a mitzvah Hadlakah by Yom. But if you didn't light by Laila, then you don't do a Hatovah by Yom. Because the Rambam quotes the Mishnah Menachos. The Mishnah says, when Moshe Rabbeinu made the Mishkan, and he made all the kelim, he made the Shulchan and Menorah, and everything, and the big Dekuna, so the Pasuk says in Chumash, Mishichosa Mikachosa. He had to make Shemin Mishchas Kodesh, and when he did Mishichah, he smeared some of the Shemin Mishchas Kodesh on the Kohanim, they became Kodesh B'Kdushas Kuna, and on the big Dekuna, the big Dekuna became Kodesh like they Mishicha, and the Shulchan, and the Menorah, and the Mizbech, everything they did Mishicha. So Kol HaKelim Shasta, Moshe, the Gemara said, Mishichosa Mikat Shasta, they did Mishicha. Mekan V'yelech, Abidosa Mechan Chosam. After the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the days of the Chashmenoim, the way to be Mechanach a Menorah was, you had to make a Menorah, you got a Kedushas Peh, the one who owned the material and made it into menorah. So he said, I hereby designate this as Kodesh. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. But the Kedushas Peh is not enough. So how you mechanech it? So the Gemara says, Avedosa mechan chosam. The first time you do a hadlaka, that's mechanech it. So the Mishnah says, Ei mechanechas hamenorah ela b'hadlaka bein arbayim. Why is only b'hadlaka bein arbayim? Why can't you do the hadlaka b'boiker according to the Rambam? They made a new menorah. The Gemara says they had to make a new menorah. The old menorah was used for Avodah Zarah. The old Mizbech was used for Avodah Zarah. They had to make a new Mizbech, they had to make a new menorah in the days of the Chashmonar. So they made the new menorah, so they had to be mechanechit. You can't be mechanechit bayom. The Rambam quotes a Mishnah, Ein mechanechit nasa menorah, ela b'hadlaka shadein abayim. So you can't say like the Ur Gadol. And why can't you do the chanucha with the hadlaka bayom? So Rav Soloveitchik said, there is no such mitzvah. Even the Rambam holds you do hadlaka bayom. That's a hatovah. That's the gemara of the hatovah. There's no hatovah unless you did a hadlaka the night before. So they didn't have a menorah the night before. They came in, according to the Rambam, they came in Yom Chafei, they won the war, they ran into the Beis HaMikdash, they saw there's no menorah, they made a new menorah quickly, a makeshift menorah. It wasn't a beautiful golden menorah. The Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim. Was it a wooden menorah? Or was it a metal menorah? But whatever it was a very cheap menorah, and they made it 1, 2, 3, because they didn't have so much time. So how did they do a hadlaka then? There is no, even according to the Rambam, there is no mitzvah of hadlaka bayom. It's in the mitzvah of hatovah to clean out for the night before.
What did they do with the camels afterwards? Then they did a hatovah to the hatovah?
Yeah.
And then they lit it again?
Yeah.
So there's a constant light?
Yeah. So it's strange, according to the Rambam, but it's mefurish like that in the Rambam. The hadlaka in the morning is only because that's the gemar of the hatovah. So how do you call that hatovah? That's what you hatovah means. I clean out from yesterday and I prepare it for the next hadlaka. So what are you lighting it now? A hatovah is to prepare for tonight's? I don't know, but that's what the Rambam says. A pella. We don't have any answer on the Rambam. The Ur Gadol, the Minsk Ur Gadol, writes this answer. The Rambam Vishitasa is okay. They won the war on the 25th, they made a makeshift menorah, and the Ram holds as a mitzvah hadlaka bayom. The Ram Soloveitchik said, but it's against the other Ram, it's against the Mishnah that the Rambam quotes. If you make a new menorah b'yom chafei, you have to wait till Leil Chafav to be mechanechid. You can't be mechanechid with the hadlaka bayom.
That's why you can't say tumma chazur b'tzivua, because if you're mechanechid, whenever you're mechanechid, clear Mishkan has to be right.
Right, that's what some achrayim answer. Right, that's what some achrayim answer.
Rabbi, you're just focusing on one aspect, the lighting of the candles. But Shulchan Aruch said clearly that this was sort of a celebratory victory, Chanuch Chafei. So the actual defeat happened on the 25th day. So you're spotting it's like the Memorial Day, the Armistice Day, the day that it happened. Lighting the candles was the second aspect of it. But the miracle happened, they recaptured the city on the 25th day. That's when they should have started.
You mean the first day of Chanukah, we're not celebrating the Hadlaka Samadara. The first day we're celebrating the victory in the battle. Okay. Good. Okay, we'll have to say it like that. But the Minsk Gadol doesn't write like that. So that's another answer. Good. Other Rishonim say like that. The first day you celebrate the fact that they won the war.
Could it mean that the Hatova is only if there's leftover oil, that you light that until it burns out?
I don't think so. The Ram, whatever leftover wicks or oil may not be used again. There's a din. There's a din when you burn karbonos on the mizbeach. Let's say if you have a karbon oil, you burn the whole karbon. If you have other karbonos, you only burn the chalef. You don't burn the rest because the kohanim eat it or the bailim eat it. Someone eats it. So whenever you burn anything on the mizbeach, what's a din for four? How long do you have to see that it burns? How long does it have to burn? So the din is till it turns to ashes. Once it turns to ashes, there's no more mitzvah to keep on burning it. It's ashes. You ready, Mikhail? What if a piece of flesh is on the mizbech and it falls off on the floor? Are you mechuyev to pick it up and put it? It's a little bit burnt, a little bit charred. You have to put it back on. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim that if that's called ahadure poikin. Poikin means something fell off on the mizbech. Ahadure means to put it back on. If the karma are there in the Beis Hamikdash balaylo, and they see some of the limbs of the korban oilah, some of the flesh fell on the floor. So if it's before chatzos halayla, if it mamish turned into ashes and it falls on the floor, ashes, ashes. So in the kind of the mitzvah of haktara, no more mitzvah to burn ashes. But if it's only charred, the Gemara calls it shriri. It's all charred on the outside. The inside is probably going to be raw. So then the Gemara says, if it fell off from the mizbech before chatzos halayla, before midnight, then you have to put it back on. If it fell off after chatzos, then it's considered already, it's considered as if it's already burnt. It's considered as if you already finished the whole mitzvah. You see that there's a concept of chatzos halayla on the level of the raisis. There's a din that changes. When we learned Maseches Brachos, so we learned the first Mishnah, there's a machlokes satanoim, are you permitted to recite kriyashma shalayla after chatzos? So that's a machlokes in the din de rabbanon. Did they make exer de rabbanon? Could they lahachik kasodim in avera? Well, you're not allowed to eat the korban pesach after chatzos. And one Tana holds chatzos is a din de raisa. You're not allowed to eat korban pesach after chatzos. And many tanoim hold that it's only a din with the rabbanon. So is there ever a din de raisa that depends on chatzos alayla? So everyone agrees that yes, this din of ahadure poikin. If a limb of a korban oilo fell on the floor, and it was all charred on the outside, and in the inside there's still what to burn. It didn't turn into ashes yet. So if it fell off before chatzos, then you have to put it back on. Fell off after chatzos, then it's considered.
It doesn't fit in this non. It's how much was burnt. It's not to do with this non.
No, but the exact same degree of being burnt on the outside. If it fell off before chatzos, then you have to put it back on. If it fell off after chatzos, then you don't have to put it back. That is considered as if you were yotze. It's already burnt. You were yotze the whole mitzvah of haktorah. So here also, if you lit the menorah and you had shemen and psilo, and then you come in the morning and there's leftover shemen, there's leftover psilo, but it burnt a little bit and went out. So the halacha says that that's already mekayim geren the mitzvah. You can't use it again. It's not like by us, the leftover oil we use the next light of Chanukah. In the Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara says you can't use that. The leftover oil, the leftover wicks may not be used. Like the whatever fell off in the mizbech after chatzos is considered already as ashes. What's left over from the shemen and the psila is also considered ashes. So this is the Rambam has this chiddush. Other Rishonim say they must have won the war before chafei. If they won the war chafei, then the first hadlaka would be leil chavav. So why do we do a hadlaka on leil chafei? But the Rambam says not so. The Rambam thinks that they won the war chafei. It's a very strange lashon. The Ragachava has in his sefer on the Rambam, the Tzafnas Panech, he discusses what kind of a lashon is that. Hidlikim menu neres hamarocha. You should have said hidlikim menu neres hamanoira. Was a very strange lashon. Very strange lashon. The Ragachava has a whole pilpul over here. But it doesn't fit into the words. Very striking lashon. Why he says neres hamarocha? Very unusual. The Rambam sounds like he says, why was the nes for 8 days? Why not 5 days? Why not 10 days? What's up with the lucky number 8? So he says, achikotcher zeisim hatziu shem and tohar. The Rabbanu Shalom only does a nes to the extent that it's necessary. Rabbanu Shalom is not going to do nisim unnecessarily. So it took 8 days to go to a location and to press out olives to get Torah Dikah Shemen Zayis. So the Nes was that the Shemen, the Pach Echad Shal Shemen, that was only enough to light for 1 day, so burnt for 8 days till the Nes was no longer necessary. Then when after 8 days they brought the Shemen Torah, so the Nes stopped working. The Bon Shalom is not going to make a Nes unnecessarily. So the Rambam says, because of everything that we just said, they won the war, and they establish a Jewish government, Min HaKohanim, and the nesaker that they lit the candles. When they said because of all of this, is kino chachamim shabos ador. The rabbanim in that generation made a takana that you should celebrate the end of Chanukah for 8 days. And he sounds like he says all three parts: halal in simcha and madlik mehem neris, and you light neris also. The simple reading of the Rambam is that the same Bezdin who instituted the Yontav of Chanukah for Halal and for Alanisim and for Simcha and Nisa Hesped V'Tainis introduced also Hadlokas HaNeiros. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying over Asfara from Achreinim. Some Achreinim, Rabbi Shula Kutner has this suggestion in his Sefer. Rabbi used to say it over from the Abnei Nezer. Abnei Nezer was a contemporary, but he's not the same person. Rabbi Shula Kutner has in his Sefer that maybe the Hadlokas HaNeiros was instituted in a later generation. The Rambam doesn't hold like that. Maybe he has a suggestion. Maybe he's only instituted after the Churban Abayis. Maybe it's Ban Abayis, they had no Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. Maybe the... Well, the whole Nes of the Pach HaShemen. Yeah. Lemaise, we know that that they did have Hadlokah. There's an interesting person... Yeah, but meaning Alan Nisim, it doesn't say anything about the Nes of the Pach HaShemen. That's a question. Why? Why doesn't it say anything about the Nes of the Pach HaShemen? The Nes of the Pach HaShemen was not really on behalf of the Jewish people. That was a Nes on behalf of the Ribbono Shel Olam. In Al HaNisim, we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for everything that he did for us. So we thank him that we were victorious in battle. But we thank him that he made a Nes, that his Beis HaMikdash was functioning. So we don't have to thank him. He wanted his Beis HaMikdash to function. We thank him for the Nitzachon of the Melchama. Right. No, it says it Kishagava Malchus Chashmanai. It says that there was a war. Yeah.
Like we say Diana, we were enough just winning the war without the power share.
Okay. There's a fellow Shmuel Deutsch. He's the one who started writing the biography of the last Lubavitcher Rebbe. That's entitled Larger Than Life. And he tones everything down. He writes, the Lubavitcher Rebbe was a normal human being, and he writes about the family, that part of the family were not Shomer Shabbos, they were communists, and he explains what motivated the Lubavitcher Rebbe to go so much out of his way to do Kiruv, because in his family there were people who were not. He tones everything down. He writes, the Rebbe was normal. So he's a very colorful person, this Shmuel Deutsch. So he has a museum that's worth millions and millions of dollars in Borough Park, a few buildings next to each other. He has artifacts that are worth millions of dollars. So one of the things that he has in his museum is a menorah from the Tkufas Bayi Sheni. They established that it's from the period of the Bayi Sheni. They did light the menorah during the Bayi Sheni. It's not correct, this suggestion of Rabbi Shula Kutner, that the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah was only instituted after the Churban HaBayis. The Rambam is right. That it was instituted by Zman HaBayis. The same time that they instituted the Yontif of Chanukah, the Halal Vahidoya, they instituted also Hadlokas HaMenorah.
The sign also on the Arch of Titus in Rome shows the Catholics carrying a menorah.
That was probably the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash,
no?
Right, so that was probably the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash that they were carrying. Probably wasn't a Chanukah menorah.
No,
it was the original
one.
No, but that was from the Beis HaMikdash, so they lifted it.
Right. But the Shad is, when did they institute the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros Chanukah? So he has a Chanukiah that they dated from the times of the Bayi Sheni. So you see that they did light the a Chanukah menorah. They have a Chanukah menorah from the times of the Bayi Sheni.
What's the difference between a Chanukiah and a Beis HaMikdash? Is it just 7 versus 8?
Yeah. And it's much bigger. The one of the Beis HaMikdash is much bigger. Chanukah menorah is a tiny little thing.
Unless the Lubavitch huge one, probably bigger than the
big one. Okay. Yeah. The Rambam writes interesting. He says that Chanukah was instituted as a Yontov Yevimei Simcha. Simcha usually we associate with Achilo Shti, Ein Simcha LeBebasar, Ein Simcha LeBeYai, and so on. Purim we know. Asosam Yimei Mishta V'Simcha V'Shlach Manizh Shleim Atonis Lav Yoinim. And Purim, it says in the Megillah that it's Yimei Simcha. How does Rambam know that Chanukah is Yimei Simcha? There's no mitzvah to eat anything. You're not allowed to fast. It's Anisa Hesped V'Tainis. But how does he know Simcha? So the answer is, that's exactly where he got the marker of Simcha. He says, you're not allowed to have Hesped V'Tainis. Asurim V'Hesped V'Tainis, Kimei Apurim. Just exactly the same as Purim. So the reason why there's Anisa Hesped V'Tainis is because of the mitzvah of Simcha. It's a different kind of Simcha. On Purim there's a mitzvah, on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot there's a mitzvah of Simcha B'kum V'Yaseh. on Chanukah there's only and Purim there's also mitzvah b'kum v'yaseh. You may mishta b'simcha. You have to have a suras Purim. On Chanukah it's only simcha b'shevi al tas. Only isa hesped v'taynis. You're not allowed to do hesped. You're not allowed to do taynis. It's simcha b'shevi al tas. You're not allowed to do something that contradicts simcha. But you don't have to do anything b'kum v'yaseh. You don't have to go out of your way to do a ma'isa shel simcha. Do we have?
No
chiyuv simcha. And all the yamim tovim on Megillas Tainus. You say there are 35. And all the 35 yamim tovim on Megillas Tainus, the only one that has a suda is Purim. The others don't have a suda. No, they're all a yantiv. All 35 are yantiv. But the only one that has a suda is Purim. The others don't have a suda.
She wanted to make it
The Gaonim had a Girsa in the Gemara that the reason why Purim is different is because Purim was Kima v'Kiblu, Kima Masha Kiblu Pah, they were Mekabel again in the Torah. And the Gemara says from the three Yom HaTayim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Shavuos, everybody agrees you have to have elaborate meals because Yom Shenitnim b'Torah. So the Gaonim had the Girsa in the Gemara that it's for the same reason that Purim has to have an elaborate Suda because Yom Shenitnim b'Torah, it was the second Kabbalah Satorah. That's how the Gaonim had the Girsa. That was the difference between Chanukah and Purim. So where do you have a called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kain the Raisa Tikkun? Where do you have such a din on the level of the Raisa? On Pesach Shavuos Sukkos you have a mitzvah of Simcha B'kum V'yaseh. You got to have a suda. If you forget Yalav V'yav in the bench and you have to bench over again, because you have to have a suda with pas. Where do you have a mitzvah of Simcha? That's only Simcha B'shev V'al Tasa. That's not Simcha B'kum V'yaseh. So you have it by Rosh Chodesh is like that. The Torah quotes from the Gaonim in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh that there is a chiyuv simcha on Rosh Chodesh, as the pasuk reads in Bahaloscha. I think V'yam Simchas Chamadech Rosh Chodeshem was Kaita Machatzitzus. So the fact that Rosh Chodeshem is put together with V'yam Simchas Chem, and it says is Kaita Machatzitzus a mitzvah. That's an expression of simcha. But Rosh Chodesh, that's a mikdash. But chutz la mikdash, what do you have on Rosh Chodesh? Just Simcha b'shevi al tasa. We assume there's an isa hesped v'tainis ben haTorah, but there is an isa hesped v'tainis. So Chanukah and all the other Yom Tovim and Megillas Tainus were introduced pattern after Rosh Chodesh on the level of the Raisa. There is an inyan of it's Yemei Simcha, but the Simcha is only B'shevi Al Tasa. It's not Simcha B'kum V'yaseh. You say Halal is B'kum V'yaseh. So the Gemara says there are two different kinds of Halal. The Halal on Yontif stems from Simchas Yontif. The Halal on Chanukah is because Zechel Anes. The Gemara says there are two different dinim. The Mashal, women are potter from Halal on Yontif. That's a Beferish Gemara. Women are not mechuyev to recite Halal on Yontif. And women are bad women reciting Halal on Chanukah. That's a machlokes of Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that since the Halal on Chanukah is Zechel Anes, so maybe women are also mechuyev despite the fact that it's a Zman Grama, because often Haibiyos Anes. Just like the women are mechuyev in Hadlokas Hamanera, often Haibiyos Anes. So maybe the women are mechuyev in Halal as well.
Same
kashrut
would be by Pesach as well.
Did you
say Halal on Pesach too?
No, the Halal on Pesach for sure they're Pater. The Halal on Pesach for sure. I mean, Leil by the Haggadah. I mean, Halal Leil Pesach by the Haggadah, that's a question. Maybe women are Mukhiv and then Halal, because maybe that's a chelik of the Haggadah, maybe that's for the sake of Pesumi Nisa. But Halal in the morning of Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, that's Halal out of Simchas Yontif. That's an expression of Simchas Yontif. But the Halal Chanukah is not, the Gemara says. Halal Chanukah is because Zechel Anes. It's not because of the Simchas Yontif. We mentioned that Rabbi Tzala Panavezhe was a very original thinker. He had a lot of chidushim in Psak Halacha Lamaisa. He was a Rav in Panavezhe. He had a Pask and Shailas. So one of his, it's the Rabbanim of the generation were not too happy about his original Chidush. Chaim Oizer didn't like a lot of his things, a lot of the Rabbanim didn't like. So one of his Chidushim was, let's say there's a Levaya on Chanukah Purim. So you're not allowed to say Hesped. So he had a Chidush, if it's a relative of the Nifter, he's allowed to say Hesped. Why? Because the whole Isa Hesped is because you have the mitzvah of Simcha, and the Oinen is not allowed to fulfill any mitzvahs. He's not allowed to do any mitzvahs. So for him, he's allowed to deliver a hesped. The rabbi is not allowed to deliver hesped. Some outside is not allowed to say hesped. But one of the oinonim is permitted to say hesped. His opinion was not accepted because we assume that not only does the mitzvah of simcha prohibit delivering a hesped, it prohibits listening to the hesped. The one who's listening to hesped is also over on the mitzvah of simcha. Let's say someone's in Eretz Yisrael, someone from Chutz Lartz is in Eretz Yisrael, and he's observing onto B'Sheni Shal Golias, and there they're not observing. So there's a funeral. By him, it's the second day Yantar. By them, it's Chol. So they're delivering Hesped. So we would assume he's not allowed to listen to the Hesped. Even though the one who's delivering it is saying Hesped Beheter, but I'm not allowed to listen to the Hesped, because by me is Yantar. Not only to say Hesped, to listen
to... The reason for the Hesped is for the Shomer or for the Mace.
No, the Gemara has a shaila whether the hesped is kavod achaim or kavod amesim. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, kavod amesim. It's kavod amesim. Yeah. But still, on the day on which you're not allowed to say hesped, that's because it's a mitzvah of simcha. So Rav Bitzalah had this chiddush, the oinon is not mechuyev in the mitzvah of simcha. He's not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha, so he's allowed to deliver a hesped. And it wasn't accepted. Yeah. So the Rambam says you're not allowed to do hesped tainus just like Purim, and you light the candles and mitzvah with the Rabbanon just like Kriyas HaMegillah. He keeps on comparing everything to Megillah. And then he says when you do the hadlokeh, the first night you got to say three brachas. The Rambam writes all the three brachas have to be recited over Lasi Yosem. Rambam says, why do you have kol mitzvahs kulam avarach aleim over Lasi Yosem? A birchas hamitzvah has to be recited over Lasi Yosem. But the Shachyanu and the Shas and Nisim Labasenu, is that a Bichas HaMitzvah? That's the question. Why is that a Bichas HaMitzvah? In the Masechah Sofrim it says that they only said the Bracha L'Hadik Ner Shalchanik Oyvel Asiyosim, then you light the Neiris. Then when they're lit already, then you say Shas and Nisim and Shachyanu, after it's lit. And the Ramah paskins against that Masechah Sofrim. The Ramah has to paskin, the Shita said the Ramah has to paskin against the Masechah Sofrim. I'll tell you why. The Gemara says that when they instituted, the Rambam has it the next Perek, Perek Dalet. The end of this Perek, it just keeps on talking about Halal. Halal on Pesach, and Halal on Shavuos, and Halal on Sukkot, and Halal on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, everything else is about Halal. The next Perek, he talks about Hadlokas HaMenorah. So the Gemara says there were three levels of the Takana by Hadlokas HaMenorah. The first level is, you have to have Neri Shebeso. Every family should have one menorah lit. And all the members of the family are Yoytzeh. Then the Mahadrim light Ner L'chol Echad V'yechod. The Mahadrim and the Mahadrim. So it's Machlekes B'Sham and B'Sil. B'Sham say the first night you light 8, second night you light 7, the third night you light 6 in descending order. And we pass and we follow B'Sil Shita that the first night you light 1, second night you light 2, in ascending order you light more. Meisav V'Holach HaPeches V'Holach. So there's a Machlekes, how do you, Machlekes, the Ramam and the Ramah, how do you translate Ner L'chol Echad V'yechod? What does that mean? Ner L'chol Echad V'yechod. So the Rambam writes, Neri Shebeso, the Ika Takana of Chanukah was that each Jewish home should have one candle burning. Ner L'chol Echad V'yechod means I'm married, I have my wife, and I have 9 children when they were single. So I had 11 nefashos in my home. So instead of lighting one candle every night, I light 11 candles the first night, 11 candles the second night, 11 candles the third night. The Balabais lights in there for each one of the members of the household every night. So the Balabais lights 11 candles every night. And then the Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, that's either Moisev HaHoloch or Perchus HaHoloch. The first night I light 1, the second night you light 2. So the Rambam learns, and that's how many Sfaradim follow. Does mean each and every person lights his own menorah. The Balabais lights 11 candles the first night, depending how many members of the household there are. So according to the Rambam, there's no problem. The Ramah quotes from the Maharil that it doesn't mean like that. The Ramah has a different shita that Ner L'chol Echad V'yechod means each member of the family lights his own menorah. Says the Chapela, how can you do that? If Mi'ikra Din, the Balabas, whoever lights first is Moitzi, all the Bnei Abayis, Mi'ikra Din, everybody's Yoytzi with the first Hadlokeh. So how can somebody light the second menorah and say a bracha? Isn't that a bracha l'vatala? Isn't that a bracha l'vatala? So the Maharil is bothered with the kashan. Morgan Avram quotes the Maharil is bothered with the kashan. So the Maharil says you have kavanah shelo lotzeis. If everybody plans to light the Roman Ira, so it's self-evident that everybody has in mind when the first hadlaka takes place. They don't want to be yotze with that. So once they have kavana shalolot, says then the mechuyev mikra din to light their own menorah, because they weren't yotze with the first hadlokah. So what's the mahadrin? It's not a heder then. It's mikra din the mechuyev to light their own. I mean, so that's the mahadrin. You should have in mind not to be yotze with the first hadlokah, and therefore mikra din you mechuyev to do your own hadlokah. That's how the Maril says. So in a certain sense, it's not a heder. The heder is to have in mind not to be yotze and merely mechuyev to do your own hadlokah. So it's basically you're just fulfilling a din of Neri Shabesai, and whoever had a mind not to be yotze with the first hadlokah is not yotze. So you got to do your own hadlokah. So this is questionable. Rav Elbala Soloveitchik has a safe on the Rambam. So he somehow makes believe that this Maharil doesn't exist. He doesn't quote it and discuss it. He just machzach nishvisendik. He doesn't like this Maharil that you should have kavana shalolot. Says why not? It's a question. When you blow shofar and shomer kohenah, by my listening to the tkiyas, it's considered as if I blew. Or you say kiddush and I listen. You say kiddush avdolah. I listen. I pay attention. I'm yotze. But shomer kohenah, it's considered as if I said the kiddush, as if I said the avdolah. So if you have kavanah shalolot, say so your amira doesn't shtelzach tzu to me. When you blow the shofar, I'm supposed to be yotze. But shomer kohenah happens in not to be yotze. So it's as if I didn't blow the shofar. But what are you going to say? Let's say you put a mezuzah on my door. So I'm going to have kavanah shalolotzis. What do you mean? It doesn't shtelzach tzu to me. But bottom line, my door has a mezuzah. What are you going to say? Kavanah shalolotzis. I have a mezuzah on my door. Does kavanah shalolotzis work over there? When the mitzvah is something that I have to do, I have to blow shofar. So here's someone else. It's considered shemer kohen as if I blew shofar. I have to recite kiddush and avdol. So he says kiddush, I have kavanah shalolotzis. So he don't say shemer kohenah. But if it's something that kema mitzvah comes a meila, my home has a mezuzah, my home has a ner chanukah lid. So does it really make sense to say kavanah shalolotzis over here? It's questionable whether it works. So Rav Elbala Soloveitchik assumes that that's not the answer to the question. How can, according to the Rambam, there's no question in the first place. The Rambam learns ner l'chalecha v'yecha doesn't mean each member of the household lights his own menorah. The Balabais, instead of lighting one candle, lights 11 candles every night. So there's only one person doing a hadlok and one person saying the brachas. But according to the Ramah, b'shem the Maharil, that each member of the household lights his own menorah. So what do you mean he lights on menorah? But he's yotze with the first hadlok. And so the Maharil himself gives the answer that it's kavanah shalolot says. So Rabbi Elbala assumes that that's not the correct answer. So what is the pshat? If you don't accept the Maharil, what is the pshat? So he probably means to say the following. When do you recite a birchas hamitzvah? You recite a bracha when you yotze a mitzvah or when you do a maisa a mitzvah. So we have a hachoches from various dinim that a bracha is always recited in connection with the maisa a mitzvah, not with the kiyam a mitzvah. Take for example, every night between Pesach and Shavuos we count svira, and the 49 different spheres. So we say a bracha every night. So the Bahag is of the opinion, the Sefer Halachas Gedolos is of the opinion that if you missed one day, there's no longer a mitzvah of Sfira Soima. You lost it, and you're not mekayim the mitzvah anymore. So you don't have to waste your time, you don't have to bother counting. Tosfos said they never heard of such a thing. There is no such gemara. What did he make up from thin air, anu din? That if you missed one day, you're not yotze. So Tosfos disagrees. Because it's a machleika, so we go to Chumar, so we say you have to continue counting, but out of respect for the Bahag's opinion, you shouldn't say a bracha. Because going to the Bahag, you're accomplishing nothing by continuing to count. And Tosfos holds that you mechuyev ben ater to continue counting. So we continue counting on our bracha. So why does the Bahag hold that if you missed one day, you're not yotze? So the Prima Gadim understood, the Posh Peshat in the Bahag is, that whenever you have parts of mitzvah that are ma'akvim zeh, then it shows that it's one mitzvah. The Rambam writes that the Dal Minish Belulav are ma'akvim zeh, it's a Mishnah. Yeah. If you don't have an esrog, you don't have adasim, you don't have rovus, so you don't say a bracha on the rest. There's no partial kima mitzvah. So the Rambam writes, whenever the parts are ma'akvim zezeh, that shows that it's one mitzvah. And tefillin shayad, tefillin shorosh, are not ma'akvim zezeh, so that's a dead giveaway that they're two different mitzvahs. So the Rambam counts tefillin shayad, tefillin shorosh, he counts as two mitzvahs, not all the Rishonim agree, and the Dal Minish Belulav, he counts as one mitzvah, that's the rationale why. So the Prima Gadim understood that the Bahag says that if you missed one day, you don't bother to continue to count. So the Prima Gadim says the reason for the Bahag is he holds that it's all one mitzvah and all 49 spheres are ma'akvim zezeh. So he's bothered with Akasha. If it's all one mitzvah, so how do you say 49 brachas on one mitzvah? Was gehad gevar nazar zach? 49 brachas on one mitzvah does make sense. Rav Soloveitchik thought it's not a kasha. You need 49 ma'aseh ha-mitzvah to fulfill the one mitzvah. If you count all 49 spheres one night, you're not yotzei. You have to do one sphere the first night, one sphere the second night, one sphere the third night, one sphere the fourth night. So it's a separate ma'aseh ha-mitzvah. 24 hours go by in between the first sphere and the second sphere, between the second and the third, and so on. So since you have, even though it's only one kiyum ha-mitzvah, but you need 49 ma'aseh ha-mitzvah, so that's why you recite 49 brachas. And the same you find the Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvahs counts as one mitzvah sesei to be makar of a carbon oil properly, to be makar of a carbon chatas properly, to be makar of a carbon oshim properly, to be makar of a carbon shlomim properly, to be makar of each carbon properly. It counts as a mitzvah. So the Ramban is masig on the Rambam, but the Tosefta says that the one who shechts the carbon says about Hashem Kedoshanu b'mitzvos v'tzivon while shchitas hazevach. And then the kohen who does the kabbalos adam has to say shekdishan b'kedushas shalar mitzivanu al kabbalos adam. And the one who, the kohen who does the halachas adam zok vayta brochen. The kohen who does the zvikas adam zok vayta brochen. The kohen who does haktorah says vayta brochen. So the Ramban asks on the Rambam, if you claim that it's only one mitzvah, lahakrav karben ola kemishpata, lahakrav karben chatas kemishpatai, so how come the Tosefta says that there are so many brachas? Doesn't it show that each avoda is a separate mitzvah? So the Mefarshim on the bottom of the page in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, I think the Kina Sefer on the bottom of the page, or the Leib Samech, they have different Mefarshim there. So they say they don't see that it's a kasha. There are 10 different avodas, there are 10 different ma'aseh mitzvah done by different people. So whoever does a ma'aseh mitzvah says a bracha. It's only one mitzvah, so what? There is no such cloud that you can't have many brachas on one mitzvah. The brachas are recited in accordance with how many people are doing a ma'aseh mitzvah, not in accordance with how many kiyumi mitzvah you have.
So why wouldn't the Rambam have four brachas on the Dalit Midian? Doesn't the Rambam hold that you pick up one
staff like that? Rambam says, the Rambam disagrees with Tosafot. Tosafot holds you have to have one netilah. If you hold lulav tzarech eged, so you have to have the three tied together, the lulav hadas and la'rav, so you can't pick up zachazet. We pass lulav ein tzarech eged. It doesn't have to be tied together. So Tosafot says it doesn't have to be tied together, but you have to have netilah achas bevasachas. And the Rambam disagrees, and he says you may say two different brachas. He says he say four different brachas. He picks up the lulav, he says a bracha, picks up the esek, he says a bracha. The Rambam says the same thing, matzah and morer. He says you have an option. If you want to eat the matzah and morer together, you say one bracha, asher gidishanu b'mitzvah sevitzivon v'alachilas matzahs and morerim. And if you eat the matzah separately and the morer separately, then you say a separate bracha on the matzah, a separate bracha on the morer. That's how the Rambam writes. If you do it as one ma'aseh mitzvah, you say one bracha. If you do it as two ma'aseh mitzvah, then you say two bracha.
If you split up the spirit into two parts, each ma'aseh can make a bracha.
I don't know if those are called. They do not. They do not say. I don't know if that's called two ma'aseh mitzvah. I don't know if that's called. Let's see. No, that's not the ma'aseh mitzvah. Putting the candles in. No, that's not. That's a hechsher. That's a hechsher. You see, let's say one person does a half of the shechita, the other person does the other half of the shechita. That's not called two ma'aseh mitzvah. He did half and he did half. Half of the same ma'aseh. Half of the same ice, yeah. By the bris mila, the mila and the priya, that's all part of the mila. It's the same ice. Yeah. By the shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zvika, these are dalar avodas adam. And then you have haktar, then you have nisach hayayin, each, then you have hefshet, nituach. Each one, al pidin, is considered another ma'isa mitzvah. Hashem came by mila and priya, a mitzvah to cut off the or ha'orla, the thick skin, the outer skin, then a mitzvah to cut off the thinner membrane, so it's cutting off. It's considered one ma'aseh mitzvah done by two different people. So you don't say two brachas on that. They quote in the name of Rab Chaim Soloveitchik or Hechoche to this, that the brachas are recited by the one who does the ma'aseh mitzvah, not by the one who has the kiyum mitzvah. Let's say somebody doesn't know how to put a mezuzah on the door. And he asked me, I'm a next door neighbor, he asked me, could I do him a favor, put the mezuzah on the door. So I'm kind enough to do him a toiva, gmilas chesed, I put the mezuzah on the door. So the neighbor who lives in the house is yotzei the mitzvah of mezuzah. I'm the one who did the favor. I'm yotzei the mitzvah of gemilas chasadim. When I put the mezuzah, who says what bracha? I say the bracha lekvaya mezuzah. Lekvaya mezuzah. He has the mitzvah mezuzah. I have the mitzvah of gemilas chasadim. But I'm doing the Maisa Mitzvah Kviyas Mezuzah, so I say the bracha. He has the Kima Mitzvah of Mezuzah, he doesn't say any bracha. When you have a Kima Mitzvah without a Maisa Mitzvah, you don't say any bracha. When you do a Maisa Mitzvah without a Kima Mitzvah, you do say a bracha. And if you have many Maisim that add up to be one Mitzvah, so you say many brachas. On each Maisa Mitzvah, you say a separate bracha. You say a separate bracha, yeah. So that's what there's a Magen Avraham in two places goes l'shitas, so we don't accept either. The Gemara has a din Ben Hashmashas of Shabbos Friday evening Ben Hashmashas and Matzoy Shabbos, the two Ben Hashmashas. So it's a Safik Yom Safik Laila, so you're not permitted to do any Malacha. What about a Malacha de Rabbanon? Would you say it's a Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula? So Rabbi Kivega says no, that's not a Sveika de Rabbanon, it's a Sveika de Raisa. The Safik is it Shabbos or not? Ben Hashmashas. So Tzafik deraisa luchumer, both with respect to dinam deraisa as well as with respect to dinam derabbanan. Basically, the Tzafik is a Tzafik deraisa. Is it Shabbos or is it Chol? Is it Shabbos or is it Chol? So the Gemara has a special kula that's a machlekes hatanaim. We accept the opinion of Rebbe. Kol davar shehu mishum shvus legozer ala Ben Hashmashas. Ben Hashmashas of Shabbos, let's say Friday going into Leil Shabbos. Ben Hashmashas of Knesset Shabbos. If something is only an Issa de Rabbanan Kal, but Tosis proves and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tosis, if you have an Issa de Rabbanan Chama, you have no Kula. If it's an Issa de Rabbanan Kal, so we allow you to violate an Issa de Rabbanan Kal, Ben Hashmashas, B'mokam Mitzvah, B'mokam Tzorach Gadol. Special Kula, Machlek is Rebbe and Achacham, we pass in Halacha like Rebbe. Kol Dov Shum Mishum Shvus, like Gozo al Ben Hashmashas. So let's say it's Ben Hashmashas, and the Balabas that didn't bench Licht yet, and it's dark in the house, not like now. She didn't mention Lich, but the chandelier is on. Your mom didn't, in Europe, there was no chandelier. So she forgot to light the candles. It's at Tzorach Gadol. They're going to be sitting and eating in the dark. They won't see the food that they're eating. So that's at Tzorach Gadol. So the Mechaber Paskins, you're permitted to ask a Nochri to light Neiris for you. Amir and the Nochri is an Issa de Rabbanan Kal. There were those who disagreed. They say, wrong. He said, Amir and the Nochri is an Issa de Rabbanan Chomer. But the Mechaber Paskins that it's an Issa de Rabbanan Kal, so we would permit it. Ben Hashmashas, if it's a Tzorach Gadol, a big Tzorach Mitzvah. So if the room is dark, she didn't light candles, the room is absolutely pitch black, so that's a Tzorach Gadol, we would permit it. So that's what it says in the Mechaber. Savik HaShech, HaSavikene HaShech, Eim Adlikim Es HaNer, you're not allowed to light the candle yourself, but to ask a Nochri to light it, if it's gonna, otherwise it's going to be dark in the room, so we permit that. So the Magen Avraham writes, when the Balabasta requests of the Nochri that he should light the candles, the Nochri can't say the bracha Hashem Hashanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu is nishken yid. So the Balabasta should say Hashem Hashanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Shabbos, even though she's not lighting the candles, but she's being mekayim the mitzvah ayidei the Nochri. She's being mekayim the mitzvah. So the later poskim disagree with that Magen Avraham and they say, what do you mean? She's not doing the Maisa Mitzvah. She's only doing the Kiyama Mitzvah. No such thing as a Bracha and a Kiyama Mitzvah without a Maisa Mitzvah. So the truth of the matter, this is the Magen Avraham, the Shitoso. In another place, earlier in Aruch Chaim, the Magen Avraham writes, what if I'm putting a mezuzah on the doorpost in my house? I say, Bracha, Shikshav Sassanu, Likwa Mezuzah. What if I move into a house where the previous tenant was a religious Jew who has mezuzahs on the door already? When he moved out, he left the mezuzahs on. So I'm not doing a kviyas mezuzah. So, but now that I live in the house, I'm in fulfillment of the mitzvah mezuzah. The home that I live in has mezuzahs on it. So the Magen Avraham invented a new nusach habracha, asher kedishanu b'mitzvah yisav v'tzivanu, ladur babayis sheyesh bo mezuzah. A new nusach habracha. So the Acharonim disagree. You look, that's the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Tzitzis, I think. He writes like that. So the Magen Avraham, this Chiddush of the Magen Avraham is disputed by many Acharonim. We don't pass him like that. So at the end of Hilchas Mezuzah and Yerideya and Yerideya Chel Gimel, the Pischei Tshuva quotes the Chidof and the Birkei Yosef who disagrees for two reasons. So one reason he says is the Magen Avraham had no right to compose his own Nusach HaBrach. He can only recite brachas that were instituted by the Chachmei HaGemara. He made up his own Nusach HaBracha, Lada Babai Sheyesh B'Mezuzah. Then he has another argument. He says, what are you talking about? You're not doing a Maisa Mitzvah. You only have a Kiyama Mitzvah. When you live in a house that has a mezuzah, you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah mezuzah. But since you didn't do a Maisa Mitzvah, you're living in the house and it's not the mitzvah. My living in the house accomplishes that now I have a Chiyav. Mezuzah is Chayvus Hador. You only Chayvus Mezuzah if you live in the house. So because I live in the house, now I have a mitzvah mezuzah, but I didn't do the Kriyas HaMezuzah. So you only say a bracha when you do a Maisa Mitzvah. So this Magen Avraham is Lishitasa. He holds that the Balabasta says the bracha when the goy lights the neris. She has the kima mitzvah. So he says when you live in a house that has a mezuzah, you say a bracha. And we don't accept either of those Magen Avrahams. We hold you only say a bracha when you do a maisa mitzvah.
The same rule applies for Hanukkah candles. That's the woman forgot to light Hanukkah candles out. Then it's mitzvahs. Can you tell the goy to light for you?
He won't be yotze. If he asks a cotton to light, is questionable if he yotze.
Well, when you do a Shabbos, he's not yotze either with that. You're making it, you say you can make a bracha based even though he's not yotze.
But by Shabbos, you don't need a bar chiyuva to do it. Shabbos, you don't say hadlaka is a mitzvah. As long as it's light in the house, he did the mitzvah. By hookah, by crook, you have the mitzvah. But by neris chanukah, the din is hadlaka is a mitzvah. The Gemara says, hadlik echerish to be cotton, lo yotze. If I have a cotton, do the hadlaka, I'm not yotze. So if you have a goy, do the hadlaka for neris chanukah, for sure you're not.
The Rambam said, mentioned, alayi de kachom, not the light chanukah candle. They said it's a mistake. The Rambam should say it's a
Cherishayt of a cotton.
Eved Kanani. They took the iron cup. They made
Eved Kanani. So the Rambam says that if an Eved Kanani lights, he's not yotze.
You might say has
an Eved Kanani,
maybe
it could
be
yotze. There is a machloikus. The Gemara says that noshim achayobis, b'hadlokas neris chanukah. So the Shad is, what about an Eved Kanani? So the Shulchan Aruch has a machlokes, is only avodim mishuchrarim, or even a nebuchadnezzar who is not mishuchrar. That's the shalom. When the Gemara says women are mechuyev and hadlokas neres chanukah, women are mechuyev and mikra megillah afen ahay biyosan nes, does that mean that I don't treat it as a mitzvah says shazman grama? The mitzvah of hadlokas neres chanukah and mikra megillah is really a mitzvah of to be mefarsim the Rabbanu Shel Olam's Chasadim, Farsim, the Rabbanu Shel Olam's Gedula. So that mitzvah is not Zman Groma. This aspect, that's a mitzvah deraisa, to give Shevach Vahidoy to Rabbanu Shel Olam. That's a mitzvah menator. That's not a Zman Groma. This particular part of the mitzvah, this aspect is a Zman Groma. But it's part of the broader mitzvah to give Shevach Vahidoy to Rabbanu Shel Olam over his Gedula and his Gevura. So you could say in the Gemara, Afen Hoy Be'asan Es, just a way of explaining that since this is rooted in the bigger mitzvah deraisa, of Kiddush Hashem to be Kiddush Hashem Shemayim Barabim, so it's not called Zman Grama. So even Eved Sheinu Meshuch will also be Mechuyev. What do you say? No, basically it's a mitzvah seses Shazman Grama. The women should have been Potter, and the only reason why they're Chayiv is because they too participated. Afen Habiyas Anes, literally, you don't reinterpret what it means. So that only applies to the women, doesn't apply to the Avadim Sheinu Meshuch Ror. So that's a Machlekes. A mitzvah de rabbanon, that's man grama. That's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi shita is that this klal mitzvah says as shas man grama nashim turis. The klal only applies to mitzvahs de raisa. It doesn't apply to mitzvah de rabbanon. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and they prove that Rashi is wrong because the Gemara says that women are not chayiv in halal on yomim tovim. So Tosfos assumes a davar pasha. Halal on yomtov is only the rabbanon. There's not passing a chumash, and still the women are potter. So you see that women are potter from Zman Grama, mitzvah de Rabbanon also. So that's what Tosfos says. What did the Gemara say? Women are mechuyev in Mikra Megillah, Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, Abikosis and Haseba. All four are the Rabbanons, all four are Zman Grama. The reason why the Chayiv and all four, because Afen Habiyos Anes. So Tosfos said, that's why the Gemara needed a special reason. Because basically, even a mitzvah de Rabbanon and Zman Grama, also women should be potter. And here it's an exception to the rule, because Afen Habiyos Anes. And Rashi holds not so. Rashi holds by mitzvahs derabbanan. The klal doesn't apply at all. What does Rashi do with the Gemara there? The Gemara says beferish that women are potter from halal on yontif. Does not show beferish that women are potter from azan grama, even if it's a mitzvah derabbanan. So the pashta says that Rashi probably thinks that halal on yontif is deraisa. The Bahag includes reciting halal in the list of the tayag mitzvahs. When the Bahag, the halachas bel, is trying to figure out which are the tayag mitzvahs, so he counts reciting halal on yontov as one of them. So the Rambam laughs at the Bahag. He makes fun. What is he including halal on yontov? Halal on yontov is only the Rabbanan. Why does he include that? So the Ramban comes to defend the halachas gedolah. So he says, how is the Rambam so convinced that halal on yontov is only the Rabbanan? The Rambam writes it over here also in Paragimel. He says you should know that reciting halal on Chanukah is only the Rabbanan. And halacha vav, he says, v'loy halal shal Chanukah blavar hushem edivrei sefer. And the 18 days in the year that you recite Hallel, all the 8 days of Chanukah and the 8 days of Sukkot, and the first day of Pesach and Shavuos, all 18 days that you recite Hallel, he says the whole Hallel is only midrabbanan, and it's not been a Torah. So the Ramban comes to defend the halachas. Ramban says like that, Hallel is part of Simchas Yontif, so he thinks that it's a mitzvah in a Torah.
Right.
The Gemara has a machlokes in the beginning of Chagiga, where the women are chuyv, because the pasuk is Zamachto Atov Ager Vayasam Amano Shebisharecha. So it says Hayasam V'Almano. The Almano is the woman. It says Zamachto Atov Vincha Vitecha. Vitecha is a woman. Ishtecha is a woman. So don't you see beforehand that women are mechuyev? So one opinion, Igmar, women are mechuyev in simcha. The other opinion, no, isha baila misamcha. That's part of the husband's chiv simcha. The women are potter from simcha. The husband is not yotze his mitzvah of simcha unless he shares the karbanis hayamtiv when he eats karbanis that he shechts on chalamayid. So he has to share it with his wife and with his daughters and with the almanas. But it's not that the women are mechuyev in simcha, it's just that the men who are mechuyev in simcha are only yotze their simcha if they share with the women. So that's a shaila whether halal on yontav is the raisa the rabbanon. The Rambam writes here as well as in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that all of halal is only the rabbanon, not only on Chanukah. And this is in disagreement with the Bahag, who counted Halal as one of the Taryag mitzvahs. So it could be the Bahag thinks you include mitzvahs the Rabbanon as well. So the Ramban says, what does he get so upset? What does the Rambam get so excited about the Bahag? Bahag holds that you count mitzvahs the Rabbanon also. And then he says, Inami, maybe Pshat in the Bahag is that he thinks that Halal and Yontav is the Raisa as an expression of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontav. So that's what Rav Elbala writes in his Sefer on Rosh Hashanah. Maybe that Rashi holds like the Bahag. Maybe Rashi thinks that Halal on Yontav is deraisa. That's why women are potter, because my grandma applies to mitzvahs deraisa. It doesn't apply to mitzvahs derabbanan. That's the machlek. Your shayla, that's the machlek. It's Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that the klal, kol mitzvah sesa shas my grandma, doshim pturos, only applies by mitzvahs deraisa. Mitzvahs derabbanan, there is no klal. So it depends each mitzvah, how the Chachamim set it up. So here they say, so they decided to include women. If they want to, they can include women. If they want to, they can exclude women. And Tosfos says, no, there is a klal. The klal is by mitzvahs derabbanan, same as mitzvahs deraisa. And he's man grama, the women are pater. And these four are exception to the rule. Haseba, Arbekosis, and Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, Mikra Megillah. These are the four exceptions to the rule, because afen
hay bi'as anes. What about Kiddush Rabbanan? Would that be man grama, derabbanan?
Kiddush Levana is only the Rabbana. That's for sure, it's only the Rabbana. The Shaila is that called Zman Grama? Because the mitzvah doesn't have a Zman. The mitzvah is when you see Haroi Levana Bechidusha, you see Levana the first half of the month. So then you say, like when you see lightning, or you hear thunder, or you see beautiful mountains, or you see a beautiful ocean, or something, whenever you see beautiful parts of Teva, so the Chachamim are Mesakan Abroch. So the Zman over here is the Zman of the cycle of the moon. It's not a Zman in the mitzvah. The Mela, since the moon runs on a clock, the moon functions based on a clock. We know in advance the whole cycle when it's going to be full moon and half moon and quarter moon and so on. We know when the Mela Halavan is going to be. They're printed in the Gersha newspapers when it's going to be half moon and so on. So the moon has a cycle. It's not that the mitzvah has a cycle. The Goyim don't know about the mitzvah. They know that the moon has a cycle. The New York Times has the moon has a cycle. So is that called Zman Groma? The Pashto says that's not called Zman Groma. That shouldn't be called Zman Groma. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Shalot that women, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, when they talk about Kiddush Levana, so they have two different versions of what the Nusach is. So some of the Amoraim in the Gemara have a very brief bracha. You just say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mechadish Chadoshim. The Gemara says, Dosa the ganze bracha. So the Gemara says, our wives know how to say that bracha. The women say that bracha. No, it must be something more elaborate than that. So the Gemara says, no, Hashem b'mamor b'ashchak, kol tzvam, a whole long nusach in the Gemara. So you see from the Gemara that the women did say Kiddush Levana. You see from the Gemara like that. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shalom, no, it's not right. The women should not say Kiddush Levana. Why? It says Zman Groma. How did it all of a sudden become a Zman Groma? The Pashtus in the Gemara is that women did say the bracha. So Rav Shlomo Kluge has a whole pilpul on that in Hilchos Kiddush Levana on the bottom of the page in the big Shulchan Aruch. The Chochmas Shlomo has a whole arichas to try to far emphasize why it's not against the Gemara. The Pashta says that the Kiddush Levana is not as Zman Groman. The moon goes on a cycle, but the mitzvah per se is not regulated by Zman. Zman Groman means on Rosh Hashanah you have to blow shofar, or by Yom you have to lek tefillin, but lately you don't lek tefillin. So the Zman is Mechayv the mitzvah. Here's not the Zman is Mechayv the mitzvah. If it's cloudy outside, the Zman is not Mechayv the mitzvah. Haroi Levana Mechidusha. That's Ria Salaman is Mechayv. So it's like if you see mountains, you say a bracha, and if you see lightning, you say a bracha, and you hear thunder, you say a bracha. So haroi levada bechidusha, you're going to spoil about the beauty of the teva, so you say a bracha. The moon is regulated by sakma, not that the mitzvah is magrama. That's the pashto should be like that. That should be considered. That should not be considered as magrama. Rama writes over here that when you light. Oh, so we never finished this Ramah, yeah. So he started to say, how do you have, according to the Ramah, each person lights his own menorah and he says a bracha on it. So the Maharil was bothered with a kasha. How can you say a bracha? Whoever lit first said a bracha, all the Bnei Abayis were Yotze already. So whoever's going to say a bracha, isn't there going to be a bracha about Tola? So the Maharil himself said that whoever has in mind not to be, whoever has mind to be madlik his own, obviously has in mind kavana shalolotzeis. Yes, kavana shalalotzei. So he's not yotzei. So when he lights his own hadlaka later, he's mechuyev to do it. It's not that he's saying a bracha on a heder. The heder is that you have kavana shalalotzei. Once you had kavana shalalotzei, then you mechuyev mikra didn't.
Makes the bracha actually make that stipulation that I don't want to yotzei.
According to the Maharil, that if I have kavana shalalotzei, so I'm not yotzei. So the one that does the hadlaka can also have kavana shalalotzei. Maybe they both don't make any sense. Maybe you put on mezuzah, let's say there's a whole family of 11 people, I put a mezuzah, I say, I have a mind to be yotzei, I don't want to be yotzei anybody else. What do you mean I don't want to be yotzei? We're all in the same boat together, we all live in the same house. If I want to be yotzei, it's everybody's yotzei. How can you say kavana shalom? That's a question. So that's where Avelvela does not learn like this Maharil. That how do you have ne'eloch alecha b'echa, how does each person say his own brach? He doesn't learn like that. So he assumes that once the Chachamim were misakin, that this is a Maisa HaMitzvah, Ne'eloch Alechad V'yecho, the way the Ramah understands. Not the way the Ramam says that the Balabais lights 11 candles the first night, 11 candles the second night, 11 candles the third night. The Ramam says that each one of the Bnei Abayis lights, the Ramah learns, each one of the Bnei Abayis lights his own menorah. So the Shaila said, the one who lit first was Maitzi, everybody. How can the one who lights second say a bracha? So the Ramah holds that that's not a kasha. The one who lit first, everybody's yotzei the mitzvah already. The one who lights second was already yotzei 5 minutes ago when the first one lit. But this mahadran means that this constitutes a ma'isa mitzvah. Chamor misakein. See, even though this ma'isa mitzvah is not giving me a kiyama mitzvah, I already was mekayim the mitzvah 5 minutes ago. When the first one lit, I was already yotzei the mitzvah. But I'm doing a new ma'isa mitzvah. So when you do a new Maisa Mitzvah, you say a bracha, even though the Maisa Mitzvah doesn't bring a Kiyama Mitzvah.
Yeah,
in certain cases, okay. Okay.
So
but here.
He's
really, according to this.
Only to be heard to Mahadran. He doesn't want to be
Yotzei Mahadran.
He doesn't feel that he's
not talking about
him to be.
No, the din is Ner Rishit Beiso. Every family has one menorah, and everybody's Yotzei with the one Hadlaka. If you want to be from the Mahadran, then the Ramah learns Pshat, from the Maharil he learns Pshat, Ner Lechol Lecha V'Yechod, each person shall light his own. But if you don't want to be from the Mahadran, so Yotzei with the one Hadlaka. But the Shaila was, if he Yotzei with the first Hadlaka, everybody's Yotzei ready. So how can the second person say a bracha? He was Yotzei the mitzvah ready. Mm-hmm. So the answer is, it's not a kasha. Brachas are not recited in connection with being Mekayim HaMitzvah. Brachas are recited in connection with performing a Maisa HaMitzvah. So if they made a takana that the Mahadran do a Hadlaka, Ne'eloch Alecha V'Yechod, when the second person does Hadlaka, and the third person, and the 11th person does Hadlaka, each one is considered as doing a Maisa Mitzvah, so he can say a Brocha. So the Shaila was, that's Nichan, the Brocha, Asher Kedushana B'Mitzvah, Sevitzivanu, Lahading Ner Shalchanika, that's the Bichas HaMitzvah. How does each one say the Shechyana? How does each one say the Shas HaNisim? So the answer is the Ramah, the Shitasai, is forced into saying like that. The Ramah says you got to say all the three brachas over Lasiyasin. He considers all the three brachas as a Bichas HaMitzvah. Not only Lahadlik Ner Shalchanike, the Shasan Nisim and the Shachyano on the first night, Yadan Shachyano, is also considered like an extension of the Bichas HaMitzvah. All three are treated like Bichas HaMitzvah. So since the Mahadrin was a Takonas Chachamim, that constitutes a Maisa HaMitzvah, so each person that does a Maisa HaMitzvah can recite the Bichas HaMitzvah. And there are three Bichas HaMitzvah. I treat all three as if all three are Bichas HaMitzvah. But the Ramos says that you say it. One who doesn't live, a bum who sleeps in the park, a person who goes on a boat, a guy yesterday, I was just in Eretz Yisrael. So a boy tells me he's in the Israeli Navy and they're not allowed to light any candles on the boat. If they put on a light, the enemy is going to see where they are. So it's dark all the time. So what are they going to do for Ner Chanukah? So I told him that Rashi says on the Gemara that people going on a boat in America, in the Mediterranean, people going on a boat are like the fellow who sleeps in the park. Rashi said that's not a bayis, and not mechuyev and hadlokas menorah. So that Rashi says if I'm on a boat and I'm not mechuyev and hadlok, I don't have a bayis, and I see someone else's menorah lit, then you say the bracha. The first night you say two brachas, the rest of the night you only say the one bracha. You say the brachas haraya. So the Masechah Sofrim seems to assume that even the one who lights the menorah only says lahadlik ner shalchanika is a brachas hamitzvah. The other two are brachas haraya. Just like if a stranger sees my menorah, a stranger who's not lighting on his own sees my menorah, he says a bracha. So when I light the candles, I see my own menorah lit, then I say the Shos HaNisim and Shachyanu. But the Ramah doesn't paskin like that. The Ramah paskin and say all the three brachas, Ramah quotes the Maril, say all the three brachas are evil asiyasim. So the Ramah was forced into that position. He has to say like that. Because the Ramah says, he doesn't learn like the Ramah that it means the Balabais lights 11 candles every night. He says each one of the 11 members of the family lights his own menorah. How does each one say his own bracha? So the Maril says, pshat, that he has kavanah shalom. Each one has kavanah shalom. It's not yet to anything. But if you say not like that, not based on kavanah shalom, maybe it could be kavanah shalom, it doesn't even help over here. Kosof, the menorah is lit. So it's based on a different vort. Because the Mahadrim is doing a Maisa Mitzvah. And you say a bracha and a Maisa Mitzvah, but that's only the Bichas HaMitzvah. What's with the Shachyan and the Shas and Nisan? So the answer is the Ramah was forced into saying that all three are treated like a Bichas HaMitzvah. So that's what each one says, all three. Each one who lights his own menorah says all three brachas.
A friend of mine is flying to Israel on Hanukkah night, one of the Hanukkah nights. They won't let him light candles in the plane.
Of course.
Really? They won't let him find a way how to do it.
No, the Pashta says that just like Rashi says, one who goes on a boat, so the boat is not a bias, so a plane is not a bias either. The soldiers are on an army base, even if they can't lie, but they sleep outside. They don't have a house. A lot of times they sleep outside on the grass. So you're not mechuyev not lokas neres chanukah. It's only if you have a bias. If a guy kavua, he always sleeps on the same park bench every day, sleeps on, but that's not a bias. You're only mechuyev hadlokas neris. That's not called a bias. So if someone's in the army and he's not sleeping in a bias, he has no bias. You're not mechuyev. You're not mechuyev hadlokas neris. That night that he's traveling, so he has no bias. Nish mechuyev. Our hadlokah of our continuing to observe Hanukkah for 200 years, the last 200 years of the Bayis Sheni, so they celebrated Hanukkah in commemoration of what happened in the past, that they had a big Yeshua and Eitzach, and there was a nest with the Pach Hashem, and so they commemorate. After the Churban Bayis Sheni, so the Gemara says, all the Yamatovim and Megillas Tainus were batla. So we observe Avelus over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We no longer celebrate in commemoration of the wonderful Nisim and the floods that happened. It's all gone. The whole Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. So why do we still continue to celebrate Hanukkah? So the answer is, we explained many times, the answer is that the Navi Haggai prophesied in advance. He said there's going to come, the Tkufa Bayis Sheni is going to be a period, there won't be any Gilu Shechina there. And people are going to be missing a lot of things in the Bayis Sheni. unless people think that the Bais Sheni is missing everything, so the Ribbono Shel Olam says, no. I'm going to cause a tremendous miracle to occur in the middle of the period of Bais Sheni. No, the Shechina is here. It's not visible. There's no Gilui Shechina, but the Shechina is here. And that Shechina that's here will remain in the Mokam HaMikdash, and the third Beis HaMikdash will be a Hemshech of the second. So Chanukah we celebrate in anticipation of the building of the third Beis HaMikdash. For the first 210 years we celebrate Chanukah in commemoration of the past. But after the Churban HaBayis, and the Gemara says all the other Yamim Tovim HaMegillas Tainis, one is battled because nothing to celebrate about. Now is the time to observe Avelos over the fact that you no longer have a Beis HaMikdash. And I was celebrating as an Aschalta de Gula. This, the Nes Chanukah was prophesied in advance as a similar Dovar, that there is a Shechina here in the second Bayis, and the second Beis HaMikdash is going to be Hotzia Seven Harosha. That was like laying the cornerstone for the third Beis HaMikdash. So that's why we're still celebrating. We celebrate in anticipation of the future. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out differences between Jewish history and history of the rest of the world. So he said one difference is, we must have spoken about Malachim Oylem V'Yardim Bo. How come the Medrash finds it difficult? We always visualize the Malachim live in heaven. So the Malachim should come down from heaven and go back. What do you mean they're coming from the earth and going up? So the different interpretations in the Medrash. So Rashi says Malachi Chutzlaritz are leaving, Malachi Eretz Yisrael are leaving, Malachi Chutzlaritz are coming down, different pshatim. So one pshat in the Medrash is the Malachim Olam V'Yardim represents the rise and fall of any given nation, any given country. Every country has a rise and a fall. And the Malachim are the Sarei Kaluma V'Loshen. That's the Sar, the Malach, that's Mamuna on that nation. So Yankim Amina sees the rise and fall of every nationality. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, okay, now it's your turn. You climb up the ladder. So he says, I don't want to climb up the ladder. I'm going to climb up. I'm going to fall down. The rise and fall. So he says, don't worry. I'm going to hold on to your hand. The Jewish people doesn't have a rise and fall. The chart of any other nation is it goes up and it goes down and that's the end. There's a rise and fall of every country. Except for the Jewish people, the Ramban says on Chumash, we go up, we go down, we go up, we go down. We never disappear from the scene. We go up when we do mitzvahs, we go down when we do averus. If you do mitzvahs, you keep on going up. If you do averus, you go down. So that's one chiluk between Jewish history and other history. The Jewish history is not like Olam Yordim, Olam Yordim, Olam Yordim. Keeps on going up and down, up and down. The other difference is, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, Ad Rosha, but he felt that there's a fundamental difference. When Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah, so he told the Avodim, So he developed the whole theme that there's a difference between Po and Ko. It doesn't necessarily have to be based on that pasuk. These were the key words this drasha is printed. So he said, secular history, the history of the whole world, everything in the past leads to the present. Whatever's happening now is based on things that happened in the past. In my Jewish history, that's Shulchan Po and Machamar. Po is based on the past, leads to the present. Jewish history, a lot of times the present is due to the future. The Ribbono Shel Olam has a certain goal in mind, where the goal is, where we're going to lead to. So because of things in the future that have to happen, that's why things are happening now in the present in order to lead up to the future. So that's basically the difference between the first 200 years of Chanukah and the last 2,000 years of Chanukah. The first 200 years of Chanukah was in commemoration of the past. And after the Churban HaBayis, it does make sense to celebrate in commemoration of what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, you observe Avelus. So now we're celebrating in anticipation of the future, because the Nevi'im told us, Chagai Novi told us that the Nes Chanukah is supposed to serve as a similar dover, that there is going to be a third Beis HaMikdash, and this is the Haskhova. So that's what they write in the Hasidish Sforim. The Pasuk says in Temanya Ape, in Tehillim, Kuf Yates, where you have 8 psukim that start with an aleph, and 8 psukim that start with a base, and 8 psukim that start with a gimel. The Gemara Brachos refers to as Temanya Ape, 8 psukim. So the letter Ayin has 8 psukim. So one of the psukim is Arachdi Ner LeMeshichi. So in the Chassidish Sforim, they say that's a remez, that's what it means. We tzind on Chanukah Licht, that's a preparation for the coming of Mashiach, because the Novi said in advance that the Nes Chanukah is going to shake up the whole world to demonstrate to everybody that there is a Hashruas Hashchina. What good is it, this Hashruas Hashchina, if you can't see? No, this is going to lead to the building of the third Beis HaMikdash, when the Shechina will be visible. So that's what we're celebrating. We're celebrating anticipation of the future.
How are you?
I got from my grandson. Yes. Not only is learning, he looks better. How's he doing?